control of these airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Derek, J.
and Mark.
We invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. You can take control over on the site as well by, well, you can submit whatever you want to it. Find something online you think's interesting, think it's useful or fun or whatever, you submit it to the freetalklive.com site, and then other listeners can vote as to how they feel about your suggestion. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. So do head on over there and get interactive as we continue here. Coming up, talk a little further, I think, about tariffs and how they hurt poor people the most over here. But also, coming up, Derek J. has something to share with us about $1.2 trillion being added on to the national debt, or the ceiling, I guess. We'll get into that here in a moment. But we first go to your phone calls, and we'll talk to Curtis calling from Manchester in New Hampshire. Curtis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Hey, Ian, Derek, and Mark. What's going on, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to plug nhforronpaul2012.com.
Why is that? What are they doing?
Well, trying to organize some housing for people who want to come up and campaign for Ron Paul.
Yes, I understand that there is some big plan to have folks come up from all around the country. Isn't it the case that, I guess, Adam Kokesh and Tom Woods and, I guess, Jordan Page, the musical artist, will all be having some sort of a powwow or convention of some sort like in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I think it's January 7th. Supposed to be some sort of like thank you party for the people who come up and campaign hard for Ron Paul.
Hopefully, is that the date of the primaries?
Yeah, when is the primary? Isn't it the 10th?
Yeah, I believe it's the 10th.
So people are going to be coming up from around the country, and you're trying to help out in finding locations for them to crash, like couches and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I've actually offered up my apartment because people did the same for me last go around when I came up from North Carolina to campaign for him in November and December of 07. So I figured, you know, I'd pay it back, pay it forward, that sort of thing, and offer up some space for people to do the same.
Was that your first encounter with New Hampshire when you came up to do the Ron Paul thing?
As an adult, sure.
I see. So it was made a pretty good impression on you coming up here then?
Absolutely. I came up and I come from a background of door-to-door sales and business-to-business sales. So when I heard about what they were calling Operation Live Free or Die, which was an effort to get people to come up and campaign for them, I felt like, you know, it was my duty. I had to come up and, you know, use my skills to try to help them.
How effective do you think it is to do door-to-door campaigning for another person? Because, I mean, I know that they tell politicians, like if you're running for state house, to hit all the, you know, 2,000 doors in your, you know, little area, your ward or whatever it is. But how effective is it to campaign for somebody else? So if I went knocking door-to-door for Ron Paul, I mean, how effective is that?
I've got no clue. I don't know how you'd measure that.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know, the guys that do know, I mean, it was something they offered through the campaign. They had walk lists and whatnot. And the first,
yeah,
there was, you know, different things you do. You'd start off trying to identify people and their issues, and then you'd come back again to talk to them about their issues, and then you'd come back again for, like, the get-out-the-vote effort. So the campaign must feel it's worth, you know, putting some, you know, unpaid labor on it. So at least it's worth as much as phone banking, I suppose.
Yeah, it's got to be worth that. If it's got to be worth more, getting somebody face to face. So, if somebody opens up their house to somebody coming up? I mean, what are the chances of getting a weirdo?
Probably pretty good.
Well, I don't mean Ron Paul weirdos. I mean weirdos.
Oh, I didn't know there was much of a difference.
Yeah.
I don't. You got me. I could probably answer the previous question better than that one.
I just, I mean, these are going to be questions that people ask themselves.
What do you think the odds are somebody's going to come all the way up to New Hampshire
it doesn't seem
and
likely.
Not a Ron Paul supporter?
It doesn't seem very likely that, well, I mean, they could be, a Ron Paul supporter and a weirdo.
Well, that's a possibility, but.
What other responsibilities does one have besides providing them a place to sleep? I mean, do they have to drive them places or, you know, what level of responsibility does one have beyond a couch?
That would obviously be up to the individual who decides to offer up any sort of thing. I have, I just have floor space that people can throw air mattresses on. I could probably fit up to 10 or 12 people. But I'm making it very clear that, you know, I expect them to be gone during the days campaigning. or at least pretending to campaign, because I'm not inviting people up here to, you know, join the party or anything and have a good time.
Get out there and feed the ducks.
About how many people are you expecting to house?
Me personally, like I said, I could probably house up to 10 or 12.
Well, throughout this effort, before the primary, are we talking about hundreds of people moving?
People who are offering stuff up, so maybe 50 or 60 out of the ones I'm aware of.
Wow.
So people can go to nhforronpaul2012.com, and it's a forum, from what I can tell, and post if they have housing available, or if they're looking for housing. Maybe they're coming here from other places. Because I know that during the 2008 campaign, there was video, like Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com has video footage of these folks that were staying at other people's houses. And, I mean, it seemed from all... seemed like it went well. I mean, I don't recall hearing anything like, yeah, wow, this is this really creepy guy here.
I haven't heard anything. I didn't hear anything like that about that last time. Somebody out there wanted that question asked.
Well, if it's your house, you have the prerogative to kick somebody out, right? Yeah. Like, you don't have to keep someone there if they're creepy. No creeps allowed.
Suffer fools, yeah.
Yeah, so nhforronpaul2012.com is where some of this organizing is going on. And what you told me something else off the air, Curtis, over on Facebook, about apparently some news out of Iowa. Can you relay that?
Yeah, a Politico blog post came out just after you guys were on the air, saying that the Iowa GOP has announced that they're going to move the vote counting to an undisclosed location in order to, you know, quote-unquote, protect the integrity and accuracy of the vote. And they kind of pointed at some of the Occupy groups saying, this is why we're doing it. The
Occupy Des Moines? What?
Is there an
Occupy movement in Iowa?
Probably. Are they insinuating that before it was unsafe and not reliable?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
You got me, but the comments on the blog post are pretty unanimous in that this is going to cost Ron Paul the Iowa GOP, or the win in Iowa.
So wait, this is not going to be public? There's no way that anybody from the outside can observe the counting of the vote, that it's all going to be done by Republican insiders?
As far as I know, I can't speak for Iowa law, but I'm pretty sure in New Hampshire, any campaign can designate a vote counter or whatnot, but that's only worth so much, you know. If you're one guy out of two dozen that's in there and you're being asked to stand in the corner and watch, you know, it's not going to be
this. I guess what I don't understand about a caucus is,
is
a caucus just run by the party, or is it run by the state?
It's run by the party. I mean, people do them at their houses. You can campaign at the caucus. I mean, it's a party thing.
So then in that case, that's why they can keep it completely closed then, right? Because it's not a state election. Is that the case?
I don't know.
Kind of what confused me, because I saw a video of the caucus last go around, and it appeared as though they were like in giant tents, and you know, it was a lengthy process of like campaigning for whoever and multiple rounds to try to sway people to your guy, and then they go to like one corner, and people who participated, the one video I saw, did the counting. So I was kind of surprised to hear that they're going to centralize it, but possibly that's what they did last time. I can't say for sure.
What a sham voting is, if these rules can just be changed at a whim, and it's really not how people understand it to be. They can just meet in secret and count these votes differently than they have in the past and claim that it's more legitimate now than it was before. I mean, come on. This is crazy.
Curtis, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Once again, the website you're on there plugging is nhforronpaul2012.com for folks that are either planning on coming to New Hampshire to help the Ron Paul campaign or are already here and want to help offer some space. Thanks for the heads up on that. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. And then suggesting that... yeah, here it is over at Politico, Iowa vote count location, Iowa GOP moving vote count to undisclosed location. Threats to disrupt the Iowa Republican caucuses next week have prompted the state GOP officials to move the vote tabulation to an undisclosed location. They have not yet told the campaigns exactly where the returns will be added up, only that it will be off-site from their Des Moines headquarters. Activist groups have indicated they will attempt to interrupt rallies in the closing days before the next Tuesday's caucuses. The AP reported that Occupy is making plans to attend some caucuses and vote no preference, but not to disturb the voting process. So are they really doing this because of the Occupy movement, or are they doing it because of Ron Paul? We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to show they are listeners of this program, shrine.freetalklive.com, or video. You can send a video into shrine.freetalklive.com. We were just talking about how people from around the country are going to, Ron Paul fanatics from around the country are going to be coming here to New Hampshire within the next couple weeks because of the primary that will be happening. They'll be focusing their efforts on doing some door-to-door campaigning, likely some sign wavings and other things like that will reach out to folks in the New Hampshire area to encourage them to vote for Ron Paul in the primary. And this is kind of similar to what happened back in 2007, I believe it was, when it was 2008. Anyway, back in that campaign, when people came up here and did the same thing. They basically crashed on folks' floors and couches and met a lot of the people within the Liberty community in New Hampshire, because we already had some early movers here back in 2007 as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement to encourage liberty-minded people to come to the same place, which is the reason why all three of us are here tonight together, is because of the Free State Project. Hundreds have already made the move, so we have probably a few hundred people more now as here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project this year than we did back in 2007 and 2008. So it should be a bigger effort this time, not just from outside of state, but from inside as well. And it gives these Ron Paul supporters a real, you know, great opportunity to come and experience what it's like to be around a real movement, like a real liberty movement. If you've never been here before, you don't even understand what I'm talking about. There's more that happens in some cases, some weeks. There's more that happens in a week here than happened in a year in Florida for me.
Right. The activism here is staggering, just the amount that happens and the way that all different kinds of people from around the country, and I use air quotes, come together to increase the liberty in their own lives and show other people the way they can do it themselves. So I think it'll be really great for the people who are interested in getting Ron Paul elected. Those types of people are going to love seeing what happens here in New Hampshire for
themselves. And if they don't decide while they're here that they want to stay, if they don't decide that this is the right place for them and they, you know, that they go back home, they go back to their lives after the primary, down the line, New Hampshire is going to become more and more attractive to them, because once you've experienced New Hampshire's liberty activism scene, if you try to compare it to anything else out there, it's whatever else you're comparing it to is going to pale in comparison.
Right. So these people are clearly activists. They're willing to move, yeah, you know, move some distance in order to come to New Hampshire and work for the Ron Paul campaign, in a lot of cases for free. So,
and if Ron Paul isn't elected in 2012, then, of course, there's going to be the inevitable activist burnout factor that will happen. And, of course, people are getting their hopes up even more so, I think, this time than before for Ron Paul, which is going to contribute to a greater burnout factor for activists.
I would hope that people don't put all their faith into a political solution to any problem.
I would hope so, too, Jarek, but I know they will. Yeah. Some people will.
Well, it's hopes. Difficult not to. Yeah,
you're not going to work so for tempting a campaign without getting your hopes up. I mean, you know, that's just what campaigns are about.
Right, but, I mean, if they are people who care about liberty, there are other ways to contribute to the cause of liberty, to advance it in one's own life and for others, besides a political solution.
Right.
So I would hope that would be maybe the next step.
Ron Paul's not the one true solution, and that's important for people to know. It may be how they find the liberty movement. It may be what brings them into the movement. But it's important to talk about the potential for burnout in advance, so people who may be new to this movement or new to politics or new to activism in general will understand what might likely come about. Because it's a real thing, and people that are the most active in whatever it is we're talking about, whether it's doing civil disobedience or doing politics, if you get really active, and you've been really active, Derek, so I've always wondered, oh God, is Derek going to burn out on this? Because those who shine the brightest, the stars who shine the brightest, might be more subject to burning out.
Well, with a little help from my friends, I'll stay alive and alert.
And that's one thing you have up here is friends. Is in the movement in New Hampshire, the Free State Project or the Shire Society, you've got people who will support you, which is why I was so disappointed when I see stories like I saw today online, a young lady who's come to visit us in Keene a few times. Nicola was arrested in a place called Quartzsite, Arizona today, which I guess there's a story behind
Quartzsite.
There's
a big story behind Quartzsite, but I couldn't rattle it off for you.
There's like some major corruption, and the mayor is like on the side of freedom, I guess, or something like that, and there's huge there's a huge clash, I guess, between ideology down there or something. Anyway, we don't have time to get into that, but she was arrested on some nonsense loitering charge for not answering a question that the cops were asking her. But it's always so frustrating to see people who, you know, we know because they've been to visit New Hampshire, mm-hmm. getting busted somewhere else where there's just no community. Somebody posted on Facebook, is there anyone in the court site area who can help with this? I don't know if anybody responded to that request, but I didn't see an immediate response, whereas I know that if somebody were arrested up here, the response would be immediate. I mean, there would be multiple phone calls that would go out to
text messages out to everyone, emails, audio.
Yeah, right. I mean, because people are here. Hundreds of people have come here, and there's just no way that you can deny that having a concentration of activism makes a difference. I mean, after all, that's why they're asking Ron Paul activists to come to the same place, because the Ron Paul campaign realizes you get more people in one place, you're more effective.
Yep.
So follow that to its logical end and realize that, you know, if Ron Paul does get elected, the country's not going to be free. You know, in the next 4 years, he's still just the president.
There's only
not
so much he can do.
Like it.
Right.
And
right.
He wants to be a constitutional president, which is to say a weak one.
So again, you know, Ron Paul is not the solution. Even if he does get elected, you still need something more tangible, something more that you can do in your life, which is why what you say is important, Derek. If people just ignored these government folks, they'd go away. If enough people ignored them and pretended like they were just some strange gang who sends threatening letters around to people, then they wouldn't have the same effect.
There aren't very many of them, and I always bring it back to the schoolyard, you know, because that's where I think a lot of us encounter some freedom when we are interacting with other kids our age. It's on the schoolyard, and there aren't very many bullies on them. Most people are playing and having a good time, but the few who pick on people, if everyone just ignored them, they would have nothing to go for.
Or better yet, if the bully actually did pick on somebody and a bunch of other people surrounded that person and refused to allow the bully to hurt that other, without hurting the bully, but,
right.
You know, refused to allow the bully to hurt that other person, then the bully would be completely ineffective and give up at some point.
Right, absolutely. They would be a peaceful person would be better off if he or she were surrounded by peaceful people in order to stave off a bully, I would say.
Precisely. So I talk about all this because I want people to come to the Liberty Forum. So if you're not able to come up for the Ron Paul campaign, maybe that's not your speed or you're not into that, then get up here. Or even if you can come up for the Ron Paul campaign, stay for the Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 26th.
Yeah.
It is your chance to get together with hundreds of other like-minded people in the same hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, for the weekend, Thursday through Sunday in that case. And you'll get to see great speakers and panel discussions. You can party at nighttime. There's daytime luncheons and dinners and all kinds of great stuff. It's a great community, and you owe it to yourself if you love liberty to come check it out. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use our discount code FTL2012 to get signed up and save 10%. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features we have there, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006, all free at freetalklive.com.
Well, we spent the last segment talking about one solution for freedom. Another one is the Erickson Council. The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat. Not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food. Has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. You can be involved for $1,000 in the commitment of as few as 8 months. It's ericksoncouncil.com.
All right. So back to the discussion we were having earlier tonight about tariffs. A gentleman had called in to suggest that we need to level the playing field, as though that's something that's even possible, with the idea of charging higher tariffs on other countries' products, because he slipped in that he thought that it wasn't right that so many products are manufactured outside of the United States.
Right. Well, the spurious claim was that he was doing it because of slave labor in other countries, and we sort of ferreted it out that his idea of tariffs really wasn't going to help poor people in foreign countries who are working in very bad conditions, because there are very bad conditions in their country.
And he admitted that. When you pointed that out, he did admit that a tariff would not help those people, because if you put tariffs on things that are coming from other countries, it drives down the demand for them here, and so therefore they won't buy those things from other countries, or they would be less likely to buy those things. Therefore, those people might lose their jobs as a result.
As the price goes up, demand decreases.
So that's one of the reasons why it hurts poor people in other countries, but it also hurts poor people in this country, And the reason why is because if you think about it, sure, it'd be great if all the products that we could buy were manufactured close to home, but it's not very realistic. One of the reasons why products are made worldwide is because of the huge regulatory burden that the federal government and state and local governments put on businesses, where eventually the business owner's just like, screw this, I'm not going to deal with all jumping through all these hoops, I'll just open my factory somewhere else and pay to ship the products here. If it's worthwhile for them to do that, that's what they do, and the reason why it's not worth it for them to stay is because the government has made it difficult for them to stay.
That's right. Then the government doesn't just make it difficult by suggesting that these people have certain practices. They actually threaten them with guns and caging.
Right.
And I think that's what's important to underline anytime someone proposes regulation is remember that there's a gun behind it. So, it really would have to be an especially good idea to say that putting a gun to someone's head is the right thing to do.
Well, and usually that's the sign that it's a bad idea, right? Because it's
a
good idea, you can get people to do it on their own through voluntary coercive means.
I can't imagine anything that it's a good idea where step one is put gun at people's head.
Voluntary coercive, voluntary consensual means.
You know, I worked at plenty of jobs before, you know, you and I were able to make Free Talk Live a real business concern, and I don't think there's any regulation that says that there has to be air conditioning at a sales location, like at an office.
You wouldn't know, right? You've never tried to open an office like that.
I'm just assuming that there's no regulation that says that you have to have air conditioning in order to do this. I can tell you, I grew up in a house in Florida that had no air conditioning, so there's certainly no regulation that you had to build houses with air conditioning. And they never shut these places down if the air conditioner ever broke. So I'm of the opinion that this is the case.
Maybe.
How come these offices had air conditioning? I'll tell you, it's because nobody's going to work there if it didn't have air conditioning. They go on and work someplace else because their working conditions would be too miserable.
Because the marketplace decided that that was worth it to give employees a better working environment, etc. So all the regulations driving jobs overseas hurts poor people because it makes, you know, fewer jobs for people to be able to attain. But look, we're not likely, you know, the federal government isn't likely going to repeal those regulations tomorrow. So this situation isn't going to change anytime within the foreseeable future. So let's understand that those products, whatever they are being made where they're being made, and that's how it is. So with that known, with that as a, you know, a known factor, then let's look at how those products, you know, get here and what people are paying for them. You know, a lot of people complain about, oh, Chinese products, I don't want Chinese. Fine, don't buy Chinese products. But if I find a product made in China or Pakistan or Thailand or wherever that's better than the product made in New Hampshire, I'm going to go with a better product. Or I'm going to go with a product with a better price that may not be quite as good, but the price is much better. So I'm going to go with that. As a shopper, I should be free to make those choices. And when you increase tariffs or even have tariffs on imports, on products coming into the so-called United States, you're hurting poor people more than anyone else. And I mean poor people in the United States. Yes, it hurts the poor people in the other countries by making it so fewer people buy their products. But also, poor people only have so much money to spend. They only have so much discretionary income. There's only, you know, X amount of dollars coming in every single week. And if all of a sudden you increase tariffs by however many percentages, you know, the control freaks want to increase them, you double the price of Chinese products on the store shelves, well, then all of a sudden people are going to be less likely to buy them, and therefore, maybe they'll only be able to buy so much because they only have so many dollars to spend. So if you force everybody to buy American-made products, it means that the dollar goes even less further than it currently goes. The amount of, you know, if you've got $20 in your pocket after paying the bills at the end of the week, then that $20 can't buy as much stuff. It is not as valuable to the individual holding it, and so essentially you're creating price inflation price increases by adding taxes or adding tariffs onto these prices, and that hits the poor the hardest. So you're making it more difficult for the poor to get some of the things they need for life.
So the answer that they're going to have to this is, in the long term, what you do is you create more union jobs, and therefore, you know, because you created this tariff and this insular economy. But one of the reasons that union jobs were successful in the, you know, late 40s, early 50s, and into the 60s was because the United States bombed the crap out of half of the world, and the other half of the world bombed the crap out of itself. So, I mean, you know, most of the world's economies and manufacturing were destroyed, and the other half was under, you know, communist rule. So they had they had an economic system that doesn't really work for exporting and manufacturing things. So I'm sorry, but the union dream with tariffs, including tariffs, isn't going to work the same way as it did the last time.
I just like to bring the argument to the extreme a bit, because I wonder, where does this end? I mean, if the people who are for a tariff in the U.S. cite China and India as examples for why the U.S. needs one, I mean, say they have a $4 tariff, and then we all go to a $4 tariff. Now it's a level playing field, and then someone increases their tariff to $6, to $10, to $100. Is it a good idea then to increase our tariff to match that level?
Because China doesn't give a flying flip but a rolling donut how their poorer citizens live. These folks are used to living as dirt farmers, the poorest of the poor, and they're not, you know, they may be aspiring to more, but it's not like anything's being taken from them. Humans are motivated by loss, not by gain nearly as much. So I don't foresee a huge revolution because these farmers are living at dirt farmer level, because they've been living at dirt farmer level for a very long time, and revolution occurred with Mao, but I don't see it happening again anytime soon. So this idea that you're going to create tariffs that are going to create more wealth for the poor, not going to do it.
Mm-mm. Well, you don't create wealth by taxing people, period.
No, just taking money from people, that doesn't help anyone.
It makes the bureaucrats wealthier, yes. But that's about it.
Yeah, but I think the opportunity cost of what they're doing, of stealing money from people, is really harming themselves and others.
Right, and they don't see that. They don't realize the damage that they're doing to the economy by all these controls. And if you really believe that tariffs are a good idea for the suggestion that it's going to keep business in the U.S., then why not go all the way? Why not go ahead and just shut down all trade? Well, the reason why not is because that's insane, and it would make it so prices would skyrocket in every industry. We wouldn't be able to buy certain products and services anymore, and it would really make this... You want to talk about isolationism? That's what isolationism is. We're coming up here, 855-450-FREE. Open borders, free trade, that's the solution.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Head over there, get interactive, and if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can go and shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon or Newegg through those links, well, actually, if you enter Amazon through those links, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase at Amazon. If you enter Newegg, then the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund will get a portion of your purchase. But either way, liberty-oriented groups will benefit when you enter shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping taken care of. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Coming up, more on the debt ceiling. We'll get to details about that here in a moment. But first, Alex is on the line in Maryville, Tennessee. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey. I just wanted to follow up with a good example of what you're talking about. The whole trade with the Chinese or whatever that the guy had been railing against.
Mm-hmm.
And provide a good example of the way this works. I recently decided that I wanted to learn how to play mandolin. And
okay.
If I wanted to buy an American-made mandolin, the minimum price is about double what I would pay for something somewhat comparable that would be made in China. And to be honest, there are actually companies now that are making, because they've been doing this for quite a while now, they've become pretty good craftsmen at making instruments.
So it's a comparable product?
Yes. Yeah, so you can get a comparable product for about half or less. You know, it just depends, because when you look at, let's say, a Gibson made in the U.S. mandolin, you're paying, and generally entry-level one would be about $2,000, whereas I can get something comparable for about $500 that's
wow.
Asian-made. And if we had these tariffs, I would never be able to afford to buy an American-made mandolin. I would just be.
You hate your country. You hate your country.
Right. You should suffer without a mandolin until you can scrape together enough money, because it needs to be made in America.
Why don't you buy a guitar like a good American?
And remember, if they were to put up these tariffs, the prices would necessarily rise of American-made mandolins, because the competition would decrease.
Wouldn't be there, right? So maybe the American companies are holding their price down to $2,000 as much as they can, so they compete
are.
With the Chinese.
And so they
products.
Are.
Yeah.
And maybe they're making better ones. I don't know.
I would say generally the American-made ones are probably higher quality, but I can get something that I can teach myself how to play on.
Right.
Sure.
I don't, just an entry level, I don't want to spend $2,000 to get into a hobby.
Understood.
Generally, it just doesn't make sense for the average person. That's why we have to have a free market. So people, it helps us pursue our happiness a little bit better.
Yeah, that's an excellent example of how a person has more opportunity under economic freedom, where you're able to make a free choice about what you want to purchase. And now, since you have enough for a foreign mandolin, you could even, perform for others and make it a business. You could have all kinds of opportunities now.
Right, and if he weren't able to afford it, if he could only buy the American mandolin, therefore he wouldn't be able to buy it because it's just not financially possible for him. As you said, Derek, if he were to be able to create a business out of having a mandolin and going and performing and things like that, that's never, again, opportunity cost. It's something that will never happen if he can't buy the mandolin in the first place, which he wouldn't be able to do if only the American one was there. So who knows what other things we'd be missing out on, what other
who
new
knows
businesses.
Who knows what we are missing out
who
on.
Knows, exactly, because right. There are tariffs today. I mean, it's not like we're talking about a world where there are no tariffs and adding tariffs to it. There are plenty of tariffs today that are being charged on products coming in here, like vehicles, for instance.
I want that darn flying car.
Well, yeah, that'd be nice, too. Then that's the FAA that we're talking about that's actually blocking the flying car, because the flying car actually exists.
Oh.
You know that, right?
No, this is news to me.
There's actually two companies. I heard about a second one. There was Mahler Sky Car, M-O-L-L-E-R. Punch that up on Google. That'll get you some cool-looking pictures. And that's been around for, what, a couple decades now, I think?
Yeah, I wonder, it's still prototype-y, but if they had a chance to actually put these things
in prototype-y the air. as though it actually flies. I mean, the thing works. And then there's also a competitor that has cropped up recently, and I don't recall what their name is.
There was one that had it was a car that just had fold down wings. You could take it off, and there's several. Several of them they're trying them out. And we're going to have flying cars relatively soon because people are figuring this out.
Thanks, Alex. Any other thoughts you want to share?
That's all for tonight, guys.
Thanks for the story. Nice real life example of how it is that regulation can hurt people, especially the poor people, especially poor people. In fact, regulation is really targeted against poor people, if you think about it, because to some extent, if you've got enough money, you can overcome the regulations. If you can afford to build the factory according to the exact specs of the regulation, or you can afford to open a business with the you want to start a restaurant, for instance, you might need some crazy $200,000 vent hood or cooking system or whatever. There's all kinds of crazy regulations out there. Then if you've got enough money, you can throw that at the problem and, problem solved. But if you don't, you want to start a
business. Especially when your competition's kept out because you have all these great regulations.
Exactly.
Well, people who are very interested in regulating things for the safety of the people and good of the public always conveniently leave some loophole where if you pay them a huge sum of money, you can break the rule.
Pretty much. And if you look, for instance, whether it's opening up your own kitchen to make food and deliver it without asking anybody's permission, or start your own taxi service without getting the taxi medallion from the local city government.
Get a license. For everything.
These are all things that poor people can easily do, but mm-hmm. if they're found out, then they're subject to being arrested.
Right. What's really the difference between a license and a bribe? I mean, you really...
That's all it is.
You got to ask yourself. I mean, there's some licensing, there's some rules and some stipulations, but the fact is that the private market with just, its own private licensing or, registration or whatever it is that they call it, they can handle this. Think about it for a second. The most important part of your car when it comes to it is the brakes. When it comes to safety, there's no there's no license for mechanics to be able to do brakes properly.
No, but there is ASE certification.
Yeah, there certainly is certification for it.
And if you see that ASE certificate up on your auto repairer's wall, then that means something. I mean, ASE is a real serious certification, from what I understand, from having talked to people in that business.
And you can use all the situations you want to talk about. Oh, well, we've got to have licensing in this area because it's deadly. Look, brakes are a darn good example of something that's deadly if done poorly.
Right. And everybody's okay.
Yeah. We're doing okay. Private certification in that area.
Let's continue with Sydney calling from Montreal. Sydney, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Derek.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm changing the topic.
Go ahead.
But before I get into that, there's a comment I want to make because this is the first time I've taken the time to speak to the three of you. I listened to a couple shows, but I really started listening to your show while Ian was in jail. And because I know that's a good response when an activist with visibility gets arrested is to just pay more attention to their show. And I want to say how beautiful it was to see everyone gather around Mark and offer their support to just keep the show running. And I think it's a real testament to the value that Free Talk Live has. So I wanted to share that with you.
Well, thank you. It is it's a beautiful movement full of wonderful people who really do come to the aid of each other when the times are necessary. And
who would have thought they would do so without a gun to their head?
Right. So what else did you want to talk about?
Basically, I want to talk about the words that we use to describe our political positions, because I don't remember exactly when this was, but it was recently. I heard you, Ian, talking to a caller. And you basically said something like, I'm not an anarchist, I'm a voluntarist. And when, like, to someone who knows what voluntarism is, that sounds a lot like someone saying, like, no, I'm not Asian, I'm Japanese. And I found it a bit confusing, because I can understand how you want to dissociate yourself from the word anarchist as much as possible, because it's a word that's been, like, basically dragged through the mud like so many other words in politics. When you're, like me personally, when I'm explaining something to someone that I've just met and I want to say something that suggests that cops are anything less than shining citizens offering us this great service, for example, I used to say, I'm a voluntarist, so blah, 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 blah. And the person would respond with, voluntarist, what does that mean?
What is that?
And when I'd explain to them, they'd conclude by, oh, so you're an anarchist. And right now, my strategy is to basically, I call it an A-bomb, basically. I throw out A-bombs when I'm at a party because I'm like, yeah, I'm basically an anarchist, so blah, 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 blah. Because I'd rather deal with the crud that comes with that word and let people see on their own that...
Tell you what, hold that thought, Sydney. We'll bring you back in a moment. 855-453, hour 3 is next. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.